Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, which can only mean one thing. It means it's time for Get to Know Night, that weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many questions, so I'm going to jump right into it. Let's see. Oh, the first question I have is from Anonymous. They say, Kay, I need to know. It's been haunting me. What is your outro music? Please. The outro music is Extraordinary by, I think it's Michael Vignola. It's I'm glad you like it. It's it reminds me quite a bit of, like, I don't know, it reminds me of her quite a bit, like Photograph or songs. I think it's Songs from the Beach, or which are, I think they're Arcade Fire songs, but they're on the soundtrack to Her, and I don't know, I thought that piece of music really invoked that for me. So yeah, I'm glad you like it. Thank you for your question. Melody asks, I'm back with another question. Do you film those clips you use for YouTube videos, like the ones outdoors that are playing during the audios because they're cute? And I was wondering if you make them or you find them somewhere to use for the videos. So I make all of them, Melody. I make every single one. Every single video is basically one that I've shot. I need to shoot quite a bit more. I haven't actually filmed in a while, but yeah. If you see a video playing in one of my YouTube videos, the videos are all mine. So thank you for the question. Let's see. Madison asks, in your audio, I promise everything's going to be okay, you mentioned that Rory has a brother. Will we get to name the Aurora's brother or get more insight about him? Yeah, I think next month I'm going to have a poll to name our son, and we can talk about what the name will be and all that kind of stuff. So I'll probably be opening that up on the 1st of next month. So excuse the train. But yeah, we'll be opening it on the 1st of next month. And then the vote will probably happen middle of next month. So yeah. Thank you for your question, Madison. Let's see. With Love, Kara asks, hey Kay, you mentioned you've been playing Sims 4 recently and found a different way to play. Would you like to share how you play? As a Sims 4 player, I like to find new challenging ways to play. Thank you for all you do. You're amazing. Please take care and stay safe. Thank you. So on the Sunday stream, we are playing like Love Island Sims, where I have a bunch of autonomy mods installed in the game. So the Sims are basically fully autonomous. They can kiss people and romance people at their own whims. And we're just kind of letting it play out and see who couples up with who. We're going to vote people out. It's going to be fun. But besides that, I really haven't played too much Sims 4 in the past. Recently, I've actually like started a proper family, and like I've been actually really enjoying it. With all the mods that it has, the mods have really helped, but also the DLC. I think if you just have the base game, it is a lesser game to Sims 3. But yeah, once I have like enough DLC now that I'm just like, okay, now it's like really playable. But yeah, I'm tempted to do a either the 100 baby challenge, which that sounds like a lot of fun, or I don't know what the challenge's name is, but what you do is you turn the aging slider all the way up so they age as quickly as possible, and then you start with one sim. And you have to basically keep procreating to keep your game alive. And once your sim basically expires and you have no one else to play, that's when you end your run and you can see how many generations you can go. So that's something I'm really curious to play too. There's a few different ones. I want to get the Get Famous pack and try being a celebrity. There's a bunch of stuff that apparently you can be a YouTuber. So, I'm liking The Sims 4 officially. So I'll go on the record and say that. Thank you for your question. Let's see. Anonymous asks, are you okay with your girlfriend hanging out with guys that are friends and vice versa? Yeah, I think you should be comfortable with your partner hanging out with people of the opposite gender. Like, obviously have room for suspicion if it's like sus. Like if it's like if it's like them one-on-one a lot and they wasn't like that before and now it is, like, I don't know, like obviously use your judgment, but I think on the whole I don't think it's something you should be worried about. I think your partner should have friends. I think the, like, you want your partner to be well-rounded, and I think having friends and a balance is really important. And you want to encourage that as much as possible and not discourage it. So yeah, I would be comfortable with it. Thank you for your question. Let's see. Anonymous asks, have you played Mortal Kombat? If so, what's your favorite character? And can you do the best Scorpion get over here impression? I think I just did. You can't say get over here without trying to like kind of sound like Scorpion. Yeah, I'm not great at Mortal Kombat, but I played a fair bit of it. Favorite character is probably Raiden. Raiden's a badass. Is Sonya in that game, or am I thinking of, I think Sonya, is it, I'm gonna double check this, let's see, yeah, Sonya Blade, hell yeah, I'm like, I remember, I was like, is that not, I played her a lot, she was my go-to for a while too, but yeah, those would be my two Mortal Kombats. Thank you for the question. Let's see, alright, Gabby asks, hey Kay, I need some romantic movie recommendations, but like a weird genre of romance, like 10 Things I Hate About You, The Submarine, Juno, Naked Norris, Infinite Playlist, The Art of Getting By. Okay, so it's like a, so, I mean, short of, I mean, 10 Things I Hate About You is the only exception, but for the most part, those are kind of like indie romance is the genre, I would say, that is. That was really popular in like the mid-2000s, like from like 03 to like maybe 11 was the last time those kind of movies were being made. There's a series of Richard Linklater movies that I think you'd like. It's like Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, and then Before Midnight. I'm going to throw out Lost in Translation. You've probably seen it, but I'm just going to throw it out there anyway. Amelie would be a good movie. I don't know if that, it somewhat fits in your genre. Maybe High Fidelity would also be there. I'm trying to think. Oh, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Maybe Garden State. Yeah. Ooh. Similar but unrelated. Brick is a great movie. Underrated but so good. Brick is fantastic. Is it a romance? Kinda. It's more of a noir thriller set in a high school, and it is one of the, oh my god, it's so good. I might rewatch Brick. I haven't thought about that movie in years. That is such a good movie. What else? Oh, Lars and the Real Girl would be in there. I'll throw out 500 Days of Summer. It came out during the same window, so I guess it'll count. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World would also be a similar movie, I guess, in that vein. Ooh, Moonrise Kingdom. That's a Wes Anderson movie. I think it was at the tail end of that, but yeah. Perks of Being a Wallflower. Again, I think it was that was at the tail end of it as well. What else? Yeah, at least that's all I can think of at the moment. Yeah. But I hope I answered your question. I think all those movies would fit the bill for the kind of movie you're looking for. So I hope that's a good list to get started with. I appreciate the question. Thank you, Gabby. Let's see. Kate A asks, what's your favorite time of the day? Weirdly enough, it's the morning, which I don't get to see a lot of, but yeah, the morning. The morning is really my favorite time of the day. Yeah, definitely the morning. Yeah, I don't know, it's just there's something peaceful about the morning. It's just like a peaceful time. I love it. Thank you for your question, Kate. Let's see. Anonymous asks, I was wondering for some advice. My mom is making me feel extremely guilty about declining my offer to uni, and I don't know how to communicate that to her. I don't really speak to her about anything anymore because that makes me feel, and the fact that she goes and tells everyone my business. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I feel like a bad daughter. You shouldn't feel like a bad daughter. You're not a bad daughter. You are... It's hard. Parent stuff is hard. Family stuff is hard. It's just... It's messy. Because there's this person you really don't want to disappoint. And sometimes doing the things that are best for you will lead to them being disappointed. But their disappointment really doesn't even have anything to do with you. It really doesn't. It's their own stuff. It's their own stuff. It's not on you. It's not on you at all. I'm sorry. Like, if you're making the choice for you and you're making what you feel like is the best choice, the choice that's going to help you in your life, which is the thing you have to lead, you know, it's not your mom's life. It's not your dad's life. It's not anyone else's life, but yours. And the choices you make are the ones that guide and propel you down the path that you want to walk. And if this is one of those choices that you're like, this is my path and this is what I want to walk, don't let anyone tell you otherwise, you know? I don't know if there'll be ever a time where you can, it's hard. It's hard, especially if she doesn't see it or she doesn't understand. So it can be really hard. Yeah, I'm sorry. I wish I had better advice besides just, if you know what you're doing is the right thing, which is, it's so hard to know sometimes, but if you know that if you know you're doing the right thing, then it doesn't matter what she says, you know? You just have to be like, hey mom, I'm doing what I think is best for me, and you have to understand that, and I know you don't trust it, but this is my life and these are my decisions, and you have to respect that at some point. I'm going off to university. I'm an adult now. This is the time of my life where I'm going to start making choices, and you might not agree with every one of them, but I love you regardless, and I hope you love me regardless too. That's the most you can ask for. Yeah, I'm sorry. Parent stuff is hard. I've been there. I know how that's like. So I hope it gets better. Thank you for your question. Let's see. All right, Anonymous asks, hey Kay, I've been listening to your old Get to Know Nights. You mentioned a lot of family in the healthcare field or so. If you don't mind sharing, what part of the field are they in it? And did you have any interest in getting into it? Thanks. I had a slight interest in psychiatry, but that was it. And I didn't want to go to med school. I didn't want to be a doctor. I was very adamant on that. Again, everyone was very upset. Yeah, I have a radiologist, a psychiatrist. Well, I guess I have two psychiatrists in the family, a radiologist. We have a trauma surgeon. We have a, what else? She hasn't chose yet, so I don't know what she's going to do yet. I think she might do pediatrics. Am I missing anyone? Maybe. Oh, ENT. Yeah, I think is that everyone? I'm missing a doctor somewhere, but yeah. Oh, we have a dentist, but we all laugh about that. No, yeah, but that's in a family of doctors, the man who's a dentist is the one who's reminded that you're not a doctor. It's a lot of medical professionals. So there was a lot of pressure when I was younger to become something in the medical field. It wasn't for me. I hate needles. That's like literally, that was like the beginning and the end of it. I was like, can't do needles. So sorry. Medicine's not for me. But yeah, it's a lot of people in the healthcare sector. I have a lot of family in a lot of different sectors, but yeah, I have quite a bit in the healthcare. So yeah, I hope I answered your question. Thank you for asking. Let's see. Pippa asks, hey Kay, sorry if someone's asked you this recently or said this before, but do you work alongside doing these audios? You post a lot, so I hope you're taking good care of yourself. It must be a lot. Thank you for all your audios. I appreciate it. Thank you, Pippa. Yeah, so it's complicated. Yeah, I do a lot of freelance like consulting on the side. So I do a lot of different consulting. So that's a majority of my side work is consulting now. So much so that I haven't had time to work on my book, which sucks because I really want to get back on. It's like so close to being done. It's like so close to having a draft that I'm like happy with. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening. I was working on a couple shows for some friends last year. I was on two shows and that was a lot of work. I've kind of stopped getting on projects that take me away so much. But yeah, it's been a balancing act, but I'm glad I'm in the position I am. I'm really fortunate. So, but yeah, it's a lot quieter now. I'm basically split between this and consulting now. It's kind of where I'm at. It takes a lot to to get me on location. Yeah, you gotta really pull my arm to get me on location now. But we'll see. Anyway, yeah. So it's good. It's a good mix. I'm happy because I get to do stuff that I love doing, and I get to do this, which is the thing that I love doing. So I'm happy. It's a good blend. It's also a lot of the reason why I can't really do a face reveal. Because it'll definitely affect things on the other end. Unfortunately, it's just we're not in a place where I could definitely we're not in a place societally where I could do both things in equal measure and everyone's okay with it. So yeah, anyway, I appreciate the question, and with that I think it brings us to the end of Get to Know Night. If you have a question, which I assume you might, there should be a link down in the doobly-doo, which is the space down below. It should take you to a Google form where you can ask whatever you want. If you have an idea, there's an idea submission line that will you can go there to give me your idea, because that's a better way to get it to me than this. But yeah, I've been Knight. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you all later. Bye now.